Shalom Aleichem. Today, Mishnayomi is learning chapter 10 of Bava Metzia, Mishnayot 3 and 4. Yesterday, we started chapter 10 with some issues about what can happen when there is an upper floor and a lower floor with two different owners, or one owner and one renter. Mishnah Gimel continues this theme. Habayit ve'aliyah shel shnayim. There is a lower floor and an upper floor with two different owners. Shenoflu. And this apartment, this house, it collapsed. It's no longer livable. They're going to need to rebuild. Amar bal aliyah lebal habayit, leave notes. And the owner of the upper floor says to the owner of the lower floor, come on, let's rebuild the structure. He's relying on the owner of the lower floor to rebuild first so he can build back on top. V'hu eino reitze, leave note. But the lower owner doesn't want to rebuild. Maybe he says, listen, I'm going to move to Miami instead. I've got another place. Harivai aliyah bonei et habayit. So the owner of the upper level can build the bayit, the lower level, v'dar betocho, and live in there, achiyatan lo titziotav, until the owner of the lower level gives the expenses for rebuilding that lower structure, and then the lower level guy can move back in there, and the upper level guy can build on top. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Of zeh dar betoch shel chaveiro." He says, "No, he can't do that because when he rebuilds the lower level, really that's the place of the owner of the lower level. So it's like he's living in the space of his friend." Therefore, tzarich la l'usrar, he would have to pay him. Now, even though the Gemara explains it's a case of zeh nehene v'zeh lo chaser, one is getting a benefit from the property of his fellow, and the other guy is really not losing anything because he doesn't want to live there right now. Even so, Rabbi Yehuda says he would have to pay rent. Though, of course, if the owner of the original lower house wants to move in, that guy has to pay the expenses of rebuilding that structure. The Mishnah adds, Ela bolo elia, bone et abayit et olia. So therefore, the owner of the upper level, the guy who really wants to rebuild, he should build both the bayit, the lower level, and the upper level, and make the roof in between them. V'yoshev bebayit, and he can live in the lower level, achiyatin lo et yitzotav, until the owner of the lower level comes and pays all the expenses for rebuilding that level. The Mefarshim point out that seems a little strange according to Rabbi Yehuda, so maybe the owner of the upper level should be rebuilding both and living in the top, and he can prevent the owner of the bottom from moving back in until he pays for the expenses of building that bottom level. On to Mishnah Dalet V'chen, and also a similar situation, a Beit Habad, a olive press facility, Shubonui Besela. It's built into the rock. What's going on is it's like a mountainside, it's like a terraced kind of situation. V'gina Achat Al Gabav, and there's a garden on top of it. So when they built on this slope, they built the olive press on the lower level, and then they made some sort of a roof, some sort of a terrace kind of thing on top, and there's a garden on top of it. V'nifchat, and now there's a problem with a structural problem with this roof, which is dividing the olive press from the garden. Haribalagina yared v'zareya lamata. So if the owner of the press underneath doesn't want to rebuild that terrace structure to allow the garden to exist on top of it, then the owner of the garden has the right to go downstairs and plant his garden down there. Achiyase levet bodo kipin, until the owner of the olive press downstairs makes proper arches that are going to support the roof structure, the terrace structure, to allow these different owners to coexist on this sloped mountainside facility. And then the gardener will go and replant upstairs again. Mishnah adds a kotova ilan. If there's a wall or a tree, shenaflu, and they fell, l'shut rabim, to the public street, v'heziko, and they caused damage, pater l'sholem. He's pater on paying, you know, for a tree just falling into the street. There's nothing he could have done. He didn't know it was going to be a problem. This is something we've seen before in Bava Kamma. But the Mishnah contrast, notno lo zman lakotz, if, you know, Bezdin or the authorities passed by and they said, listen, your tree looks a little bit dead, or your wall looks a little shaky, and we're going to set a time limit, lakot, set to Elon, to cut down this tree, listora to kotel, or to remove and rebuild the wall in a structurally sound manner. And then naflu betochizman, if it fell down within the time limit they gave him before his time was up, putter, the owner doesn't have to pay. Lacherzman, if they fell after the limit, he hadn't fixed the situation, chayev, he would have to pay for any damage that it causes. And again, this is in a situation where it doesn't look like it's going to fall down immediately. It looks like, you know, it could last a while. They're giving him a time limit because he should fix it. But if it's a situation where it would look like it was about to fall and it's about to cause harm, then certainly the owner would be on the hook for those damages. Yishar kochachem, tizku le mitzvot.